Bowling Green 81 and Hampton 79 as the Falcons score at the buzzer on a tip-in by DiMaggio Wiggins to finish off a comeback from down 12 in the second half. Head coach Michael Huger joins us to talk about it. And coach, your team was tied with about 15 seconds to go, and you had a timeout. You chose not to use it, let Justin Turner bring the ball up the floor, and I guess the way he had been playing, you felt like you were in a good spot there.
We were in a great spot. It didn't give them time to set up their defense. They had to go right with it, and we had the ball in our best driver's hands. So it was a good situation for us, and I just wanted to take advantage of it. He got a real good look at it, so that was nice. And DiMaggio had a real good look at the offensive rebound and cleaned it up real nice. So I'm happy. We didn't start off the way we supposed to. I didn't think we took them serious enough. You know, we tried to tell them how good they were, how good Merrill was. And until they actually see it live, they didn't believe it. And we did a good job of coming back and winning the game.
Clearly in the second half, at least from here, looked like the difference with Merrill. Maybe the first half cooled him off a little bit at halftime, but you put Justin on him too.
Justin is our best defender. And once we had the opportunity to put Justin on him in the second half, didn't hesitate to go with him. But Antoine did a good job on him. Mike Laster did a good job on him. We did a better job with the bigs of corralling them in those ball screens. We did a better job of getting to our help side when we're supposed to be there. So we did a better job of cleaning it up. Second half defense was really great. They had 50 at halftime and finished with 79. So we did a much better job in the second half of holding them to 29 points. So, you know, we just got to defend better with more sense of urgency.
Well, Mike Laster played a lot more tonight than he has, I think, any game this season. Part of that, Dylan had some foul trouble, and Mike seemed to get in the flow pretty good.
Mike was playing well. It wasn't necessarily Dylan's foul trouble. Mike was playing well. He deserved to get those minutes, and he earned those minutes tonight and played well, and hopefully that could continue for him during the season.
You put Caleb Fields in the first half, and he knocked down a couple of threes. You know, we kind of forget about that earlier in the game, but good to see Caleb contributing like that.
Caleb played really well, 2 for 2 from three, but he defended well. Only played about 10 minutes, but he'd been practicing much better, and tonight he had that opportunity and showed that he can play.
And Daquan Plowden had a real huge stretch in the first half when you frankly were struggling to stay in the game. He had 9 first half points and really provided a big boost.
Daquan was huge today. Defensively, he was huge. He was monstrous on the defensive end. Played 23 minutes, was phenomenal and rebounding. And I mean, I'm just happy for Day. And you know, he earned those minutes that he got as well, but he defended so well. And that was the difference in the game.
Justin Turner, we talked about how he helped you on defense. Offense, he got it going in the second half. He scored 17 of his 21. What got him going in that second half?
He opened up some lanes for him. They started to get out on our guys a little bit more, tried to pressure, and that opened up the space for our guards to drive. And once he saw that lane and that opened up for him, it was, you know, he had maybe 4 or 5 layups in a row. And they never made an adjustment, so we stayed with it.
We talked about the board battle would be key. Ends up being a stalemate, although they beat you pretty good on second chance points. But I think the second half in particular, you rebounded much better.
We rebounded better. We showed some grit and toughness in the second half. We got to do a much better job of getting more guys rebounding. DiMaggio had another double-double. But, you know, we got to get everybody playing great at the same time. And it's a work in progress. It's still early in the season.
Well, you know, the tip-in by DiMaggio, I think you kind of take for granted that could happen on a play like that. But a lot of times you get caught watching the guy taking the shot, right? Juice taking the shot, but both he and Antoine kept that play alive.
Yes, Antoine was the first to get the offensive rebound, and now he got to finish strong. And that, you know, I thought he kind of panicked a little bit and rushed the shot, but DiMaggio was there to clean it up.
Coach, clearly any win like this can provide a boost, but this is a team that maybe a little confidence boost can help out to win a tight game like this down the stretch.
It definitely was. You know, our guys, I just don't want us to take anybody, you know, not seriously. You know, we have to take every opponent as a serious threat. And tonight I thought we didn't do that. We didn't take them the way we should have, and it made it a real tough game for us. And hats off to those guys. They can play. And they play hard, and Merrill is a very good player.
Quick turnaround tomorrow, Coach. We'll let you get to preparation. Thanks
right.
for being with us.
Thank you.
BGSU head coach Michael Huger. His team pulls it out at the buzzer on a tip in by DiMaggio Wiggins, beating Hampton 81-79.